I'm not sure which is more meaningful to me.
Did we do the
appeal? Yeah, b'siyata d'shmaya. I have for the flight. I have 10 dapim in ksubas that I have to catch up with that. I'm forever indebted to Rabbi Rob Shore. People don't know what a big Talmud Chacham he is. The head of YU Torah, who sits in the office all day, so he teaches me the Daf Yomi. After once I started teaching here, I wasn't able to do the Daf Yomi anymore. Record the Daf Yomi. I just was too busy. It's you guys' fault. So I was too busy with that, and so the level of the limud went down. Once I stopped, but Rabbi Shore kept me going by basically he reads a daf. He has a lightning fast tfisa. He could read a daf and explain it in 15 minutes. He's amazing. So anyhow, so that's why I'm in Zochet. About 3 years we've been learning. Yeah, we do it on the Hatzah back on the way back to Beit Shemesh.
He works here.
He's the one. He sits in the office in between Rabbi Frohlich and Rabbi Kohn. He's the one who's in
like
shape.
Rabbi Ginsburg says he's the most powerful man in the world.
He controls the feature on my guitar.
But you should know that, as far as I'm concerned, it's not the most important part of him. He's really a very, very special Talmud Chacham. Okay. So what we're going to do today is wrap up a little bit Davar Harif, and then do Simin Sadi Zayin, as far as milchik bread is concerned. And let's see if we could set the record for the shortest shiur. Binyamin, you're still allowed to ask questions. Okay. All right. So actually, it was Binyamin who made the shiur a little longer because he had asked a great question in regards to Davar Harif. So that Baruch Hashem was Moses. So in a way, it's his fault either way. Okay. So the Prima Gadim. We left off with the Prima Gadim. In Simin Taf Tzadi Dalit Sifkatan Vav. And what we're discussing now is when it comes to Davar Harif, the last topic that we have in Davar Harif that we left in the middle with was when you have a Davar Harif that absorbed milk or meat, does that mean that you've become so milchiks or so fleishiks that you have the regular rules of 6 hours? Now, what Rabbi Yamin pointed out in Shir last time was it actually depends, it might depend on what we're talking about. There are two cases that we're going to be discussing. One case is when you eat meat and you have to wait 6 hours, are you allowed to eat onions that have been, that have absorbed, I was about to say cooked, I'll explain in a moment why cooked isn't necessarily so, but onions that were cut, let's say with a milchik knife, that we treat the onion as being milchik, as we've discussed in detail in Tzadi Vav. So that shaila is one shaila, and then the other shaila is, what happens if you ate an onion that had been cut by a fleishig knife, and now you want to know whether you're not allowed to eat milchik 6 hours afterwards? Those, as Rabbi Yamin pointed out, are two different shailas. I stopped when I said cooked, and I didn't say cooked, but cut with a knife. I never spelled this out, so it's important now to spell it out, just a random fact, Davar Harif. There are many poskim who say that onions that are cooked are not a Davar Harif. Davar Harif would be only onions that are in its original state. So if you have a shaila which comes up of cooking onions, so there it could very well be, we've had many studim, Tzirufim that we've discussed, Lahakal, about Davar Harif, it's important to recognize that. Okay, now let's get to Makoros. So says the Prima Gadim, of all places, it's in the strangest of places. What's that?
Do any place you say that?
Lamaisa?
If they are cooked, then they are still Harif?
What? Yes. Lamaisa, it's a discussion. It's a discussion. Lamaisa, can I point to somebody? Rav Miller says from Ruchtenstein, if you want, eventually you could find it. You'll find the shita that will say it. We'll find someone who will say it. But yes, there is as you the premise of your question. There are many studim lahakel if it's cooked onion. You could argue no. You could argue that at the end of the day, an onion that's cooked also is still sharp. There is a tzad l'kana. the Prima Gadim in the Eish Avram, it's tough in the, all strangest places, Tav Tzadi Dalet Vav, he's talking about Hilchos Shavuos. In Hilchos Shavuos, there are issues of eating milchiks and fleishiks, and so on the second line, we saw last time, V'lechol Tznon, to eat a radish, Shesok Chotach Bisak and Cholev, Achar Basar Teich Shoshos, Yeshlomo De Asur. There are some who say that it's going to be Asur to eat a radish that has been cut by a milchik knife within 6 hours of eating meat. So the Prima Gadim is machmir, that once you ate meat, so then the halacha will be that you can't eat a davar harif that absorbed milchiks. That's the opinion of the Prima Gadim. I correctly quoted to you last time that Rav Yashiv was makel against this Prima Gadim, even though there is the shita of the Prima Gadim, but we're going to see shortly that there are many poskim that are makel. That is in regards to the first shaila. In regards to the inverse, what happens if you have a dover harif that was cut with a milchik knife? Let's talk about a dover harif that was cut with a fleishig knife, and now eating milchiks afterwards, are you considered fleishiks to the point you have to wait 6 hours? So this, there's a Beferisha Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's a Beferisha Rabbi Kiva Eger on a fascinating topic, on Pei Tes. Rabbi Kiva Eger weighs in on a difficult shach that some of the Talmidim raised after Shir. The shach pointed out, let's take a look. The shach is in Sif Katan Yutes, Pei Tes Yutes. Rabbi Kiva Eger comments on that shach. And that is the case of Tavshil Shel Basar. So Tavshil Shel Basar, the simple understanding of Tavshil Shel Basar is that Tavshil Shel Basar is a Tavshil that was cooked in a Fleishik Dikah pot. And the halacha is that you're not considered Fleishiks in such an instance. So the Shach asks a famous kasha that we've discussed, and it said a fascinating teretz that we're not going to discuss. The Shach said that, why isn't this not Barnat? What's the Chiddush? It's obvious. The meat went into the pot then cooks the food, so then in such a case, that's a case of not bar nat. So that's what the Shach opens up with in Sifkat Yutes. If you remember, the Shach had this fascinating idea about leftover food, and leftover food would be different. That was the Shach's kasha. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger. At the time, Reboren was hacking me about this Rabbi Kiva Eger. I didn't want to get involved because it was Dover Harif. So now we're ready to get involved. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he asks that kasha, the Shach, in Sifkat and Dalid, and he says, L'niyaz daiti yeshlomer de nafkamina. No, there's going to be a nafkamina. The chiddush of the mechaber is afilu bishlo chametz decharif bika'ara. Even if you cooked chametz, vinegar, in the pot shel basar, the deimbo mishum nat barnat afilu hachi mutar lechol gvina achrav. Nevertheless, it's permissible to eat cheese afterwards. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says the chiddush of tavshil shel basar is that if you cooked a davar charif inside the fleishik dikapat, so there you don't have the heter of not farnat, as we've seen. So there I might have thought that in such a case you can't eat milchiks for 6 hours. No, there's a difference. So what comes out is, if the Prima Gadim agrees with Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger agrees with the Prima Gadim, you come out that there's Tzvei Dinim that Binyamin was driving at the end of the shir last time. Dehainu. That on the one hand, when it comes to when you're fleishiks, so then in such a case you're really fleishiks, we cannot allow you to eat a davar harif that's milchiks. That's considered as if you're eating milchiks within 6 hours of fleishiks. But if you eat a davar harif that's fleishiks, that doesn't make you fleishiks for 6 hours. What's the svara of the two dinim? The svara is quite straightforward. When it comes to when you were fleishiks, so then you're vadai fleishiks. If you're vadai fleishiks, then you can't eat a davar harif that has milchiks. But in a case of where you're not vadai fleishiks, it's just that you are a davar harif. So a davar harif is a safek, al gabei safek, so then in such a case, we're not going to be machmir for 6 hours. I mentioned that there are some who are even more makel than that. If you take a look, the Yad Yehuda in Pei Tes Hey, I photocopied for you our base medrash edition, which is the hieroglyphics. If you take a look at that piece at the end, it's the last 20 lines. He quotes the Pri Chadash, that quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, that deals, he's in the middle of dealing with the whole question, what about not bar not? in that pay test, you test sugya, and he quotes the Shach, and he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, and then he just says, and I found a prima godim that's machmir in the inverse case, that the prima godim is machmir, that if you were fleishiks, then in such a case you can't eat a milchiga onion. To which the Yad Yehuda says, there are many who are makel. He says that there are many who are makel in such an instance. So, in regards to that question, we have the Yad Yehuda who says that they're makel, and so there is a machlokus aposkim. And again, the Sefer Dovrei Charif quoted Rabbi Yashiv as being makel in both instances. Rev Forst is not as makel as the Sefer Dovrei Charif. On page 332, he just paskins like both Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Prima Godim. In the notes, in the italics, note, one who eats a radish cut with clean meat knife need not wait 6 hours before eating dairy foods, 156, see Rabbi Kiva Eger. And then, in the opinion of some poskim, in other words, the Prima Godim, one who ate meat should wait 6 hours before eating a radish cut with a dairy knife, hence the Prima Godim. And then he quotes that the Yad Yehuda was makel if the knife was not a ben yomo. By the way, that's one way of reading the Yad Yehuda. So at least the Yad Yehuda is makel in a case of eino ben yomo. You could even read the Yad Yehuda as possibly being even more makel, even if it was ben yomo. But I think that's how we should follow. How one should follow the Hainu, that one would be machmir in. One would be machmir only in a case of where you ate meat, you should not eat a dover charif of milchiks afterwards if it was a ben yomo. If it wasn't a ben yomo, so then in such a case, one could be makel. Especially you have the sefer dover charif that's makel, and you have the from Rav Yashiv across the board, and he just assumes that the two are the same. Rabbi Yama was right. You could be mechalik between those two instances, as we see that the Prima Godim and Rabbi Kiva Eger are being mechalik. But Lemaisa, one could even be more makel than Rabbi Forst, that in a case of where it's Rabbi Forst in the body of the book, in a case of where you ate meat and you had a dover charif that you cut with milchiks, if it was an Eina Ben Yoma, for sure one could be makel. More than that, already gets involved with a bigger machlokis haposkin. Ad kan, the sugya of Dover Charif. Yes, Binyamin.
The Shach of Rabbi Kiva Eger is on, that's in the Machlok Esramah and Mechaber about what we do after Tavshar Shal Basar?
Right. In other words, that even the, right, Dahainu, that the Ramah said, Miyum Ein Basar B'Tavshal, that the Mechaber was Machmir, on when there's, even when there's, it was Mekel, even when there's Basar inside. The Ramah is machmir when there's basar inside, but if there's no basar in such a case, he says you could be also makel. So on that, the Shach says, shouldn't we say that there's not barnat? And the answer to that question, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, is no. The Ramah is telling you a chiddush that in a case of where you wouldn't have not barnat, you could still be makel. That's what the Ramah is. That's what the Ramah is saying. Eitan, you had a hand? Seder? Okay. Rabosai, let's begin and do this beautiful sugya, beautiful neat sugya and simin tzad design. Very different than everything. It's such a funny way to finish Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, because it's such a smooth sugya compared to the sugyas that we've been doing in Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Dalet, Tzadi Hei, and Tzadi Vav. The Gemara in Psachim on Lamed Vav, Amar Aleph, tells us that the halacha is that one is not allowed to have milk in a oven because we're afraid that you're going to come to eat the meat that the bread that is cooked inside with meat. However, the Gemara does give us an exception. This is the Beis Yosef quotes in Sadi Zayin Aleph, and that is if you make it in a particular shape. If it's made in a particular shape, so then in such a case, then the halacha is that's mutter. The Gemara calls it ke'en tura. In those days, I guess it was fashionable to shape the bread as an ox. The halacha is that it's going to be mutter. Some do not explain the Gemara that way. Some say that the Gemara doesn't mean that's the way you're going to shape it, but rather that you do it in a small amount. That the expression ke'en tura was that you make the meat in a small amount. Why would it make a difference of whether you make the meat in a small amount or in a large amount? The answer is that if you do it in a small amount, so then in such a case you won't get the, you'll know that this bread is milchik, so it's not going to get mixed up. So there are two different ways. Either you have a heker, ke'en tura, the ke'en tura is a heker, or you're doing it in a small amount. So that's what the Torah says in Sadi Zayin Aleph. Ein lashna isa b'chalav, shemiyav alach l'embasav, im lashka l'isa asura. Then the entire isa is asura. And notice how machmer this is. Afil l'achla l'vada. So if you want to put this in an exciting halacha l'maisa track to sort of focus us in that direction, so the halacha l'maisa track would be, in what way could OU put down a heksher on Thomas English muffins? Thomas English muffins, l'chura is, it's OUD, we're going to discuss the details, it has milk inside, so then in such a case, that's usser. Notice the chiddush of this Gemara is that the bread itself becomes usser. It's not that you're not allowed to do l'chatchila. Look again in the Mechaber, afil l'achla levada. V'avdinu ke'en tura, so then shari. So then you have the explanation, Rashi, of ke'en tura being that you do a small amount, and the Rif's explanation is you do a shinui in the tzura. So this is the basic halacha. There is a fascinating chumra that the Taz takes from this halacha, that's not at all halacha l'maisa, but is a fascinating chumra. If you take a look, the Taz says, this shouldn't only apply, if you would take this Taz out of self, then it will come out a massive chumra. The Taz says, once the Gemara is worried, when something's milchiks, that you're going to come to use it with fleishiks, so then there are other things also that you have to be careful cannot become milchiks that you're going to use with fleishiks. For example, says the Taz, a spice masher. A spice masher, one of those types of, is a utensil that's used both for fleishiks and for milk, could be used for fleishiks and for milchiks. So the Taz says, for example, what happens near a leaf, the meducha shadachim sham b'sam b'shtam sham b'sam heinim b'sayim chalav u'pam achas dachu sham shum im marak shel shum anavaz. What happens if you are smashing your spices with the fat of a duck? So now the meducha becomes what? The meducha becomes fleishiks. So says the taz, near a leaf, sha'osa meducha asura laduch ba'od b'samim. That's it. You can't use it for b'samim. Why? Because you can't eat, it's fleishiks. But not only is it fleishiks, it's usser. It's a chefs of isser. Just like when it came to milk that was cooked with bread, the bread becomes usser, even though the bread is not usser, because we're afraid you're going to eat it, so too the meducha becomes usser. So Ba'adei Shulchan says we don't pass them like this. That would be a fascinating thing. Any utensil that becomes fleishiks or milchiks, that you have a tendency to use that utensil for both things, you got to toss it out. Wow. I don't know if there's anybody that follows this this Taz. That definitely makes it into a list I'm so from, right? The rap? Yeah. Okay, Eitan, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So, according to that, according to Taz, the only way you could use utensils, they were all labeled, let's say, so you would know what.
Though, no, a little bit differently. Those utensils that are easily interchangeable, that are often interchangeable, example would be a salt shaker, not lemaisa, I'm giving it as an example. So those utensils that are so easily interchangeable, then if one of it becomes, then it becomes fleishiks, so then in such a case you would have to toss it. But Ba'adei Shulchan, I put the Ba'adei Shulchan in the booklet, we don't go that far. We go up until where Chazal made the Gzeira, although keep in mind that if you do have such a utensil, be careful. Because the Taz's point is good in Avodas Hashem. It's not just a piece of entertainment. The Taz's point is important to be ma'orer us as far as that's concerned. Okay, let's take a look before I take your ha'aras binyamin. Let's see how it's gepast in Shulchan Aruch. Simin Sadi Zayin Aleph with the Ramah. Zok the Heilige Mechaber. Ein Lashin Isa B'cholav. You cannot knead flour with milk. Shema Yovoy La'ochel and Basar. Vim Lash Kalapas Asur. Asur. Afil La'ochel Levada. Becomes Asur. Vim Ayyadavar Muad. Kedei Achil Basachas. So we go with both Rashi and the Rif's explanations. Either it's a small amount. That was Rashi. Oh, Shishina Tzuris Apas. The Rif Shtei Neker Shal Yechob Asaba. Mutter. Kayotze Bo. Similarly, the inverse as well. This is also a Gemara. In Psachim and Daf Lamed, Keyotzeba ain often pas betanur. The inverse shetacha ba'alya. You can't put a baked bread that has had fat smeared in the meat, fat that's been smeared inside. Vim afu dina kisa shenusha b'chalav, and it's going to be aser. So comes along the Ramah and he connects it to Shavuos. We know that there is a custom to eat chalav on Shavuos. Not, we'll discuss why now. So here the Ramah tells us, gives us a little bit of a shear of what the davar muad is, that bread that's eaten at least for one meal, that would still be considered davar muad. I think the post can say that that's what the shear is for one meal. He calls them mechashav davar muad. Gam, also another heter. Kitzurasam mishuna mishar pas. Also, the shape is different than every other shape. By the way, I would like to suggest, this is my chiddush of the year, if I don't say anything good in Torah, one piece of sociology, I would like to suggest that the reason why our Yom Tov chalas are round and our Shabbos chalas are braided is because of this halacha. Is that it originally started as ulai v'ulai. You need someone who's going to research it. But ulai v'ulai, that the reason why it started out as round was because originally those were the shvuas chalas that were made in a different shape to be mekayim this Ramah. And eventually the bakers realized that people like on Yom Tov to have a different challah, and that's how our round challahs came into being. I didn't hear it from anybody. I have no idea whether it's right, but... Okay, hopefully what we say in learning is more worked out than that suggestion, but that's what dawned on me. V'kol shekein pladin o pashtida nemutarn. V'ein lefos shum pas in pladin o pashtida bitanur d'chashinam shema yosef min Hashem in ala pas. So that you have to be careful that you can't have milchiks or fleishiks bread that's baking in an oven. V'imzav tachtov dino ki'ilu nilosh imo. And if there is some that goes underneath, then it's considered aser. V'nogin losum hatfela b'fi atanur v'afilu machlas nogin lahachmer l'chatfila. Okay, so this is the Ramah and the basic halacha. Now there is the Pisrei Tshuva and Sifkatan Aleph gives us the Pesach to the fundamental beautiful lamdusha chakira that one can deal with in regards to this simon. And that is the Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek. The Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek discusses ostensibly a different type of shaila, but the way in which the poskim deal with it, it becomes very much, this Tzemach Tzedek becomes very much relevant to us. So the Pisrei Tshuva says, I am b'tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek, b'inyin, imutar loseis chala l'toch hayayin, kedei she'e lovan v'tzalul. The shaila was, are you allowed to do this with wine? Dahainu, we should have the same chash, wine that you'll come to eat with meat, even though it's a little bit different than bread, because bread, you're more likely to put the bread on the meat on top of the bread, but nevertheless, wine is definitely served at the same meal with meat. And the shaila is as follows, are you allowed to add water into the wine because what's fashionable is white wine? So they would add the milk inside. It's fashionable to have white wine. So that was the shaila that Tzemach Tzedek deals with. So if you take a look in your booklet, and for those of you who have the Yalkut Mefarshim, this is discussed, the Tzemach Tzedek's conclusion and the dissenting view of the Nachlas Tzvi appears in the Yalkut Mefarshim. I would imagine most of your new Shulchan Aruch, you have it on the bottom, that the Nachlas Tzvi disagrees with the Psak of the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek says, that's Aser. And he says, you can't add milk and be mevatel it. In other words, he says, not only is it Aser to put in milk that's 60 times, less than 60 times, because it's going to be milchiks, and if it's going to be milchiks, you're going to come to eat of fleishiks. But what's also going to be usser? It's going to be usser to add milk, even if there's more than 60 times the wine to the milk. Why? He says, because of emevatlin esilichatrila. This is a chechtza shaliser. you're being mevatel. You're the first few drops, you're being mevatel. It's aser. Comes along the Nachlat Svi, this might be what you're bothered by, and the Nachlat Svi in your booklet, it's on. That was at Tzemach Tzedek. That's at Tzemach Tzedek that the Pesachei Teshuva is quoting. So if you take a look at the... Okay, let me just find a few in the booklets. You see Yalkut Mefarshim right on the top. Yalkut Mefarshim, Miu calls that. So he says, Miu calls that. I amrin de bezeh shayach mevatel iser kedas Tzemach Tzedek. Avo be'emes l'niyas daiti lo nirakein. De mashikosav at Tzemach Tzedek, de maishna iser derabban and zem, he calls iser derabban. Tzemach Tzedek says... Are you allowed to be mevatel issa lechatchila derabanan? The answer is no. We had a trivia question. We had still a nafkamina between issa derabanan and doraisa on Chanukah about ein mevatel issa lechatchila. But in general, the rule of thumb is ein mevatel issa lechatchila when it comes to derabanan. So it says the Nachlat Tzvi shna v'shna. No, they're fundamentally different. Dahacha kol ma'ash asru siyag kidei shelo yochal ma'basar. Here, what's aser is a fence in order that you shouldn't come to eat with basar. Ulahachi echa diika hekek is on shishina tzuras hapas mutter. And he says, the moment in which you've changed the tzuras hapas, it's mutter. So it's not that there's a cheftza shaliser over here. It's that the individual is not allowed to have meat that he's going to mix up, bread that he's going to mix up with meat when it has chalav inside. But to say that the rule of Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila applies to creating wine that for a moment was milchiks, but is not going to be milchiks, and you're not going to come to eat it with any isser of eating it with meat because it's batel, how in the world, Tzemach Tzedek, do you hold that there's a din over here of Ein Mevatlin Issa L'Chatchila? So I heard from one of my great rabbeim, the head of the OU, Rabbi Ganak, that the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here between the Nachlat Tzvi and the Tzemach Tzedek is a beautiful chakira on all of Simin Sadi Zayin. And that chakira is, what is the nature of the iser of lechem im chalav? Is it an iser cheftza? Or, not surprising from Rabbi Ganak, is it an iser cheftza or is it an iser gavra? And it's actually very subtle and very, very beautiful. Dahainu, the Tzemach Tzedek holds that milchiks in wine, milchiks in bread is an iser cheftza mid rabbanon. The rabbanon gozru, and therefore, if it's an iser cheftza, then the regular rules of ein mevatel issa lechatchila are going to apply. What was the Nachlat Tzvi's response? Shna v'shna. How can you be medamet every iser de rabbanon? No, the nature of the iser is it's an iser gavra, and that is a gavra can't have bread or wine that is milchiks. Why? It's a siyag, but it's not an iser cheftza. That's nekudas hamachlokis between them. Okay, that was our great Rebbe's way of being masbir, that machlokas. We're going to continue with the Pesachei Teshuva, and we're going to see that the Pesachei Teshuva develops this idea, discusses other nafkaminos over here, that Rabbi Ganak, I think this probably comes from Rav Soloveitchik himself, that Rabbi Ganak attributed also to this chakira. So this is, it hardly ever works this way in Basra Chol, that you have a Nid Chakira and Fun Nafkaminas, what I sometimes call high school lambdas, but here it actually works, and so sometimes it's Amita Shelter. It seems to be over here. It's Amita Shelter. So let's continue with the Fun Lambdas. Take a look at the Pesachei Teshuva Sifkat and Gimel Shishina Tzuras Hapas. Says the Pesachei Teshuva, Ayin B'Tshuvas Marit De Ein Mol Shinui Rak Bebeso. Here's another Shaila. The next shaila is, could you do a shinui of the tzura after it's already been made? So there would be two nafkaminas. Number one, are you allowed to make a lot of bread that's milchiks? And then say, oh, but I'm just going to give it out to different people. Or, what happens if you didn't realize the oven was milchiks, and al pi halacha the bread is milchiks? Do you have to toss out all the bread? Or could you do what the crazy place's grandfather did? And that is, instruct the person who had that shayla to give it out to everybody in the community. And then you'll have the Ramah of ma'at ma'at. Or do you say, no, that immediately it's going to be aser. So the Ma'arit says, so that's one shaila, okay? So that's one shaila. If you have a kamus gedola, is it automatically aser? Or do you say, no, I could change now, pardon the pun, but be mevatel the aser by giving it out to everybody else, and then it's no longer aser. A similar shaila, the Ma'arit is saying, what happens if you're going to make a shinui afterwards? Could you make a shinui after you made all the bread milchiks, and the bread itself looks, right now when it comes out of the oven, looks like a regular bread, and it's a kamus meruba. But when it comes out of the oven, then you make a change. Is that going to be acceptable? So take a look. I am a chuvas marish. Because of the emo shinui rak bebeso. You can only do the shinui in your house. Avolasos pas meruba limkar b'shuk asur to archin lo yakiru b'shinui. To give it out and say, I'm only selling one of them to you. Or, like the place's grandfather, we're going to see shortly, gave it out to everybody else. In such a case, says the Ma'arit, the halacha is that it's going to be asur. Similarly, again, we're not paskening yet. We're just going through the shitas. Va'ayin b'chavis das, shekosav od, deshinui einamol, rakishishinui b'shas afiyah. Just like he says you can't change it, take something that's asur and make it mutter by giving it out to everybody else, and making it chad chad. So too, avolaso shinui achar shekvar nesar einamol. It's not going to work. And the Chavis Das puts the two shilas together. V'chein l'chalko, l'har b'bnei adam, sh'yagi l'chol echadar mo'at, asur, kivin sh'nasir, v'nasin, who knows this term, v'nasin nevela. If it comes in nevela, as lo yizok, the Chavis Das. V'chein das ha'pri megodim, d'loy ki kreisi u'pleisi. Not like the kreisi u'pleisi. Oh. So now the battlegrounds have been drawn. The Chavis Das put the two shilas together. He says, the iser is when you're baking it. You haven't created the heterim. You can't create them post facto. And the Plessy quotes. I have the Plessy photocopied. The Plessy quotes. It's after the Chaye Adam and the Binas Adam in your booklet. Quotes that he heard that his grandfather had this shaila. That what happened was, as I mentioned, they didn't realize that the oven was milchiks. They had many breads. And he suggested that they give them out one by one. It sounds like he would even be okay if you sell it one by one, not like the Chavis Das, as long as you tell the people, you say that it's Bekamas Muat, and you let them know. So Rav Genak Shlita suggested that the battle lines have continued to be drawn on the same issue. According to the Ma'arit and the Chavis Das, they hold that the Isser of Lechem B'Cholav is an Isser Chefza. That you're not allowed to create lechem v'chalav. And since you're not allowed to create lechem v'chalav, once you create it's aser. And then it's similar to eim avatlan isla l'chatkila. You can't now take the iser and turn it into heter. You can't do that. You can't make it into a tzura. You can't make it one by one. But the Zayda the Plessy held not that way. The Zayda the Plessy held that's an iser gavra. And since it's an iser gavra, as long as l'maisa, when it gets to the dining room table, there's no chash that you're going to eat it with fleishiks, so then in such a case, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. How do we paskin on these diunim in the Pischei Tshuva? So if you take a look in the Chochmas Adam, we'll rip Bisiyata Deshmaya through the Chochmas Adam in Klal Nun, Sif Gimel. This goes quickly. Ein Lashon Isa B'cholav B'Shum Afil Achol Vado Gzerir Shem Yechlenu Im Hafchol. You can't say, I know and I'm going to publicize to everybody. There are some people who are not going to know about it. That bread is going to be awesome. You eat on that day. By the way, the Chochmas Adam over here doesn't sound like that. I had said one meal. From here, it sounds like the amount of bread that one would eat in one day. So that would be both Shabbos lunch and Shalosh Shudas. That's what it sounds like from the Chochmas Adam. O Shishina Tzuras Apas, Shetei Niker, Shalei Yochel Babasar, Mutter. V'yesh Omrim, Disimim Mahani. Some who say that a simin is enough. V'dafka pasha omed lachol and basar v'imchalav. Al mashe in darko lachol rak l'kinuach. O mashke mutter. Oh, so if you're going to ask me, so why is it mutter to have milcha cake? So milcha cake is going to be okay, because milcha cake you normally don't eat with fleishiks. But every once in a while you'll have crackers that people do sometimes eat with meat, and those should not be milchiks. One should be careful that those are not milchiks. Yes.
So they're kosher or not? Isn't like if saltines are dairy.
And saltines, it's not common for people to eat.
Chopped liver.
I was thinking of herring, but in a chanami, chopped liver. Chopped liver, saltines. Right. Okay.
Pretzels in this country, I mean, they're mostly part
right.
of it in America.
So in saltines, the question is whether they're shishim. We're going to get back to those foods that don't have shishim. And that will get back
to
the
like so
oh,
it, then
oh so we're going to get to that svara mirtz Hashem, where you guys are jumping to the mic. You guys are in 1970. I'm in 1790. That's where I am. Okay. So let's be with the Chachmas Adam for a minute. Let's enjoy the Chachmas Adam. We'll get there. So Siv Dalit, good. No, you're all saying good. Siv Kadalit. So Kadam Dalit says the Chachmas Adam. Dafke Shayi Bo Kol Kachal Shem Yisa Shishim Kenego. Avlam Ein Bo Rak Mat Cholav. Ad Sheish Bi Yisa Shishim Kenego Motor Ochol Of Ado. Ah, so the Mashmos of the Chachmas Adam is that he's Machria Lekula. That the Chachmas Adam says in regards to Mevatlan Isla Chatchila, he says it's only if there's going to be shishim. But if it's only ma'at, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. So it sounds like he paskins like who? The Nachlas Tzvi? Against. That's why this work is amazing, the work of the Chachmas Adam. He takes care of all issues. Mesiach lefituma. V'nir ali d'meini yodem yesh bo tam chalav mutter tamo, v'mein bo tam chalav mutter achal vad. So he says, you're also allowed to check if it has tam chalav. I wonder if this is the Chachmas Adam l'shitaso. Maybe I could add something to what my Rebbe said. I didn't think it through. I generally don't like to say anything in shir before something that I didn't think about before shir. But maybe this, I must admit that I'm just thinking about it now. But l'chura, the Chachmas Adam, might be l'shitaso. The Hainu, Chachmas Adam is saying that you're allowed to taste if it has chalav. Now, if it was a Isser D'Rabbanan L'cheftza, so then it might be a Safek. So, okay, so two ways to go. One way to say is that he would hold that Safek D'Rabbanan goes L'Kula, that's one way. Or you'll say that he's saying that's not an Isser Cheftza. Okay, maybe it's not even Tov. Tov. Okay, Sif Hei. B'makum Efsim Beruva, Yesh Lismoch, Lohoros, B'pas Shezov Tachtov Cholav Oshuman, Az Yichalek HaPas HaBotim Harbe, L'Kol Bala Bayis, Kikor Echad. If b'di'eved, what happened was it became milchiks, no problem to give it out. So who's that like? That's like the crazy place's grandfather, not like the Marit, and not like the Chavez Das. And then he says, my grandfather also did the same thing. No, not his grandfather. The previous Poisek in Vilna did the same thing. V'chein hora, top of Kufayin Zayin, Moren Reb Shimon Azokin, I don't know who that is. By the way, this comes close to the time of the Vilna Gaon, because the Chachmas Adam's grandson, the Chachmas Adam's son was married to Vilna Gaon's granddaughter, or vice versa, I don't know which way it went. The Chachmas Adam refers to himself as a Mechutan of the Vilna Gaon. So this Reb Shimon is right around the time of the Vilna Gaon in Vilna. V'dafka b'zav tachtav, av l'chatchila yismach hazeh. Only if it happened b'dievet. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to do it. But b'di'evet, if it happens, that's going to be okay. So this is...
You could change it after.
What's that?
B'di'evet, if it happened, you could give it out.
Correct.
You could change the shape.
He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that changing shapes afterwards. Presumably, in a case where you didn't intend to do it, yes, he would say that that's okay. Nachon, yes.
That's only
b'di'evet.
You have to cook it with the siman?
No, what he's saying is as follows. He's saying that you're not allowed, he doesn't give a heter to cook milchik bread with the intention that you're going to give it out one by one, or intentionally cook milchik bread with saying that you're going to change. Afterwards change the tzura.
But right. I feel like you're allowed to do it in a different shape or to make a little.
Of course, that's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. Correct.
Is it really mefurish? Because doesn't Shulchan Aruch say usur? Wouldn't it seem that the Shulchan Aruch is not talking with chachila and all the heterim? This is lashon like usur lolosh isa. Like if you say that it's really like chachila, but you're allowed to make it in a different shape, then he makes
mutter. He says mutter. If it's this, says the Shulchan Aruch mutter. Sounds like it's going to be mutter. Sounds like it's mutter. The machmirim have a gemara. The gemara itself that says that's aser. The gemara that says on daf lamed that says that you're not allowed to make milchig of bread. L'chura, that gemara is it says that bread that was made that's milchig is aser. So l'chura, that gemara seems to be against the psak of Rav Shimon of Vilna and seems to be against the psak of the grandfather of the placing. And that is that gemara says that the bread is aser. I have a simple solution. Give the bread in small amounts to people. So it must be, some achronim say, and I think the Chavos Das has this, some achronim say that you see from that gemara, and the Binas Adam quotes it over here in Os Nun Aleph, you see from that gemara that you don't have that heter. That's the argument. So Binas Adam gives a beautiful teretz. He says, you have to be mechalek between a case in where you did it intentionally versus a case in where it happened b'diavad. The Chachmas Adam is only being makil, and the grandfather of the place was only makil, in a case of where you cooked the milk with the bread without realizing it. Lichatchila, you're not allowed to do it. Lichatchila, you're not allowed to do it. According to everybody, and I would argue according to both Stadim of the Chakira. You can't do it lichatchila. But b'di'evet, if it turns out that you baked it with milk, so then in such a case, then you'd be allowed to fix it. The Gemara was talking about someone who's tach, hatanur, someone who smears the tanur with milchiks, the Gemara says the bread is going to be asur. And then the Gemara doesn't have the eitz of giving it out. Then in such a case, you can't give it out. Why? We're afraid that if we're going to suggest to people to do this lichatchila and then to give it out, then that's going to be problematic. So that's how the Chachmas Adam comes out la'alacha. So let's spell it out. That in a case of where you know that you're making milchig bread, so then according to the Chachmas Adam, it would be usur post facto to give it out. If you didn't realize it was milchig bread, then you're going to be allowed to. If you knew that you were doing milchig bread, so then in such a case, to make the tzura afterwards, that should not be done. You should make the tzura beforehand. However, in a case of where it happened, b'di'evet, so then in such a case, one would be mekel. And that's the way to be miyashim. It would seem to me that this Chachmas Adam is so beautiful, it works out that way. It comes out of shtikl chumra, that you're not allowed b'mezid to change the tzura afterwards, in the case of mezid, you're not allowed b'mezid to give it out afterwards, but it seems to me that this approach to the Chachmas Adam is the Derech HaMelech, and works very, very well. So bottom line is that if you're making milchig of bread, that you should immediately make a shinui in the tzuras hapas, or do bake ma'at ma'at, and not do it post facto. There might be poskim who will be makel even post facto, to do it b'mezid, to change it post facto, but the Chachmas Adam doesn't go that far, and therefore one should follow that opinion.
Correct.
That was a Chachmas Adam said for one day, not just for one meal. He seems to say he says for a day. That's how he says it. Okay. Now we're ready to get to Lamaisa.
And if you are going to make shishim of the isa, can I get the milk?
Oh.
So then you can do it lechatchila even in a big amount.
Correct. And the Chachma in regards to bittel. So then in such a case,
that would be possibly like the
nachlat tzvi.
So it would be mutter to make. And the bread would still be milchik, essentially. Well,
oh.
So then why does Chacham Adam say that you shouldn't eat it with, that we're not kosher, that you're going to eat it with butter? If it's batel, then why are we...
Very good. Excellent question. Okay. So on both sides, let's talk, now we're ready to talk about Thomas English muffins. So Thomas English muffins, let's talk about two different possibilities. Number one, if there's shishim of chalav into the English muffins, then it's a very, very big question how the OU could put an OU on it. Because at the end of the day, that is bread, that's milchitz, and l'churi you should have a chash that people are going to eat it with fleishiks. Over the years, the OU has given a hashgacha for it, and therefore, the question is, what is the justification? Let me take a look from the OU in the back of your booklet. And that one suggestion is to say that the English muffins look in a particular way. I think many of you would say that if you had a bun of bread, so then in such a case you might put a hamburger on. Would you come to be nichshal to put a hamburger on an English muffin? No, because we've been trained that an English muffin is milchiks. So that was the original heter. If you take a look, there are two brief articles. On the first article, after the first article, on the top of the second page, Rav Schechter says that svara worked once upon a time. Once upon a time, the only English muffin on the market was a milchik dikka English muffin. But nowadays, there are parve English muffins on the market. Since there are parve English muffins on the market, I would say, life's better. Now you don't have no boats. The exact opposite. The moment in which you have parve English muffins on the market, so then there are going to be people who are going to eat hamburgers on a muffin, and the muffin's going to be, and the burger is going to be entirely kosher. So therefore we're afraid that people are going to eat the English muffins with the burger, and therefore Rav Schechter says that it should be osur. So what's the heter for Thomas English muffins? Says Rav Schechter, you have to make sure that it's batel b'shishim. If it's batel b'shishim, then it's going to be mutter. So l'maisa oud is assuming that the halacha is not like the tzemach tzedek, assuming that the halacha of oud on English muffins is assuming like the tzemach tzedek, not like the nachlas tzvi. Excuse me. Assuming not like the tzemach tzedek and like the nachlas tzvi, that we could rely on the rule of eim avatlanus v'chatchila, and Rav Schechter feels very comfortable relying on that psak. And again, that would be something that could be used. In my outline, I look back, try to find where I had it in writing. I was under the impression from when I was Zocha to learn from Rav Ganak that Rav Soloveitchik gave another heter that is not mentioned over here. And that is what Eitan mentioned. And that is that the OUD on the packaging is enough to create the heter. The hainu, that a shinui of the tzura doesn't only mean making it look like an ox, but a shinui of the tzura means that on the wrapper there's also a shinui. Now, many didn't like this heter. I don't want to attribute it to Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal if he didn't say it, but I was under the pressure. Rabbi Ganak told us that was one of the operative heterim. That's a tremendous chiddush, because once you take the wrapper off, you know, it's one thing if you put in OUD into the muffin, put it into the muffin. So then in such a case, then you'd, or, you know, an idea would be to put T for Thomas. So you put T on the, if they imprinted the T onto the muffin, so then in such a case, Thomas English muffins are always OUD. So even though there's another company that has it not that way, that would be okay. But to say the wrapper, when you have two things that look exactly the same, and you see someone eating a muffin with a burger and he tells you it's parve, so then you assume that the muffins are parve, then that would be problematic. So Soloveitchik's heter, it's interesting. If it was from Soloveitchik, it's interesting that this article entirely ignores it. Rav Schechter entirely ignores it. He's not willing, it sounds like, to rely on it. Rav Schechter is saying basically the heter is that it's you always need shishim keneged achav shabos. So I would assume that the English muffins today with an OUD, it sounds like Rav Schechter's psak are all case of batel b'shishim, which then brings to Binyamin's follow-up question. Binyamin wants to pull a fast one. You know what Binyamin's fast one is? He wants to eat hamburgers on Thomas English muffins. He says if it's batel b'shishim, then it should be mutter l'gamri. So it'll come out a fantastic paradox. you would put OUD on the wrapper, but it would be mutter to eat with burgers. So Rav Shechter comes along and says he doesn't like it. He says, you can't be mevatel the iser lechatchila of the dairy muffins and then say that you're not being mevatel, that it's not a mevatelness lechatchila if the consumer is going to eat it with burgers. He says, such a thing can't coexist. He says as follows, Kimadubali on the last page in Rav Shechter's Psak, Kimadubali Sha'adeya Makubel Si Sha'asal Achlof Basar, Viadeya Mumutsas, Diyeshdeya Machmira, Sha'asal Arif Chalav. Says Rav Shechter starts off and says, wait, there's a Shito who holds that you're not allowed to even put milk in the first place, the Ainu the Tzemach Tzedek. Vafil Adasal Achlof Rak Bechalav. Vafil Masakein Asr, Kedin Eim of Atlan Sukhatriva. Because of the problem they made in the Shechita. So that's the Nachla, the Tzemach Tzedek. V'yesh l'idach gisa, and there's some who say, she'en kamishun bitul iser macha sheheteru. Some say it's not a problem. And they go so far, afilu das lechol basar, that you're being mevatelet, you'll be able to be mevatelet, not only for the iser of lechem with chalav, but even with the intention to eat basar on top of it. Because at the end of the day, you're not dropping treif and being mevatelet. All you're doing now is you're making it that's not going to be, it's not going to be milchik tikka bread. So yeah, it's true that later on, if you want to eat it with fleishiks, but now all you're doing is you're just making it not milchik tikka bread. So why should that be a problem? But Rav Shechter doesn't go that way. That if you mix it with the intention to eat meat, then it's going to be asr. So Rav Shechter says to himself, but who, the company is not mixing with the intention to eat meat. So he says, you look at the consumer. And if some of the consumers want to eat meat with it, so then in such a case, that would still be Mevatlin Issa L'chatchila for the meat. It's a little bit of a chiddush. One could have said no. One could have said at the end of the day, when you drop the milk in, all you're dropping the milk into the bittel is a bittel that's not milchik tikka bread, and it's not the milchik bread, and it's going to be mutter. So he says, Rav Shechter says, V'av she'en ha'kompany miskav levat ha'chal b'daf kam nas ha'chal basar, mikol mokom ha'olech achar kavonis ha'kone, she'akompany miskavin avur ha'konin. This is going to be very important general for us, for e'en mevatlin s'chatchil. You don't look at what the company's intention is, you look at what the consumer wants. If the consumer doesn't want a milchik, doesn't want a made fleishik, so the consumer doesn't want a treif, then that will be a mevatlin selchatchila. V'shapir mikri mishin espatel b'shililo, afapir mishin eskadu hedya. Kach medumali. And he says, v'yesh rabbonim ha-makshirim l'amshich l'fakeach, shetamid yesham ha-shishim. He says, there has to be always shishim against the Thomas English muffins, and if not, he says, stop the hechsher. Says then you can't. So at the end of the day, so Rav Shechter says you need 60 times. He wants still to have the OUD on it, so people are not going to eat meat with it. What's the problem with them eating meat with it? The problem with them eating meat with it is that would still be a problem of Eim Vatlin Issa L'Chatchil. Vamevin Yavin. We had a Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger said that there's no. Is that what you wanted to say, Shua? Go ahead.
No, you said it.
We had a Rabbi Kiva Eger. That's a very lumdish Rabbi Kiva Eger. The question. The most poskim don't use it halach l'maisa. In fact, Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's not mashma that way from the Rishonim, and he says, I myself am afraid to say it because no one else has said it, and the mashmalos of Rishonim is not that way. This is our we've never said this formally in a shir, but we keep on making reference to it, and that is Rabbi Kiva Eger says that there's no din of eim mevatlin es l'chatchila when it comes to tamid, and that is you could always add you could add treif into food. If it's 60 times, because you didn't never create Isser. If it's 60 times, there's no Isser. What is Eim Mevatlin Selchatchila? Eim Mevatlin Selchatchila means that you had a piece of pork and a piece of kosher meat, and then you add three more pieces of kosher meat. Now the taruvus is bottled. That's Eim Mevatlin Selchatchila. There's treif meat here, and then you add the other things. But when you're adding into a mixture where there is no tam, It's not that there is that there was an entity of Isser. You're pouring it all in at once. So it's not Eim Vatlan Isser L'chatchila. Because there's no time. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger. But the, wait a second. But the Olam is not knowing that way. Psak here is a raya from Rav Shechter's Psak. They don't follow. Even Rabbi Akiva Eger himself says he thinks the Svar makes sense, but he thinks there's mashmos even in the Rishon against it. It's a brilliant Rabbi Akiva Eger, one of those cases of La Halacha of Alo Lamaisa. It's definitely a beautiful Yisod. But bottom line is that on the one end we go Lakula. We go, coming back to our sugya, we go back to the Nachas Tzvi, that there's no problem with Eim Vatlan Selchatil, because Thomas English Muffins is not a Isser Heftza, like it sounded like Tzemach Tzedek was assuming, it's an Isser Gavra, yet at the same time, even though there are those who suggested that you should say that in such a case, we would argue that in that case you could be able to eat Fleishiks on it, if we're going to rely on Bittel, that Rav Shechter insists. Rav Shechter then says he's not willing to go that far, and Rebelski Zatzal is even sharper. Ani maskim l'chol hanal. Rav Shechter once commented to me, every time I give a psak, it always seemed that Rebelski had to say the exact opposite. So this is one of the exceptions to the rule. Rebelski said, ani maskim l'chol hanal. I'm sure my Rebbe, Rabbi Ganak, did it on purpose, that he brought Rav Shechter and Rebelski, who are very different styles of psak, together, and threw them together, and what came out was beautiful stuff. But Rav Shechter one time expressed that to me. It always seemed to me that he always said the exact opposite of whatever I said. So ani, but here it's an exception. Ani maskim l'kol anal ubefrat l'svaras harav ha'shol she'amar she'mokom she'tzinu she'zech halavi lo yitachin l'hagir alav she'esh bo bitul di l'chatchila. You can't say it's oud and say that l'chatchila. Ki kol inyin bitul hu lasos she'hachnasat ha'davar mispat yakilu lo haya. The whole idea of bitul is that you don't want it to be there at all. So he says, Rabbi Belsky says, how could you say that you really wanted to be mevatel it if you're putting the D on it in the first place? So manshach, either he says you don't put the D on it, but if you're going to put the D on it, so then in such a case, obviously you didn't want a full fledged bittel in terms of hilchas basar b'chalav. So he says the D itself defies that heter. Whether you formulate the way Rabbi Belsky says it, or the way Yibadal L'chaim, Rav Shechter says it, in either way, that's how you deal with the shayla. But the real fundamental shayla is really the status of the English muffin itself as a chafetz iser, and this is just a tangential point. Tam v'nishlam, sif beis, let's just do sif beis, sif gimel will do b'siyata d'shmai and hilchas taruvas, tanur, says the mechaber, shetachu ba'alya, a tanur, the inverse, a tanur that was spread with fat, with lard, ain't often about pas achi yesiken b'fim achi yislabin. You got to burn it out. Vafilu hu shel buchya, even if it's a kli cheres, ain't lo heter al yidei hesek mi b'chutz. You got to burn it out from the inside, and that's the only way it's going to be mutter. Siv gimel is a sugya of recha, and remind me when we get to kuf ches. When we get to kuf ches, be'ezer Hashem to come back to siv gimel. Fire away, shua.
That Rabbi Akiva Eger was trying to answer the question we had on Beretz Nedarim or not, because the Ravadia said that you could be Mevatel L'chatchila according to the Shulchan Aruch. You could create a L'chatchila in order to eat with the other men.
Right.
I'm saying, so if we don't pass it like this, Rabbi Akiva Eger, then how can we stand this, the Ravadia still?
So first of all, I wouldn't say most of the world of psak is meshubit to Rav Avadia's heter. Rav Avadia's heter is an outlier. So Rav Avadia is going to be using, but that's not a raya of seeing that we use this Rabbi Akiva Eger across the board. You want to tie it?
No, I'll use a raya.
Right. You want to tie it that Rav Avadia uses this Rabbi Akiva Eger. Nachum, I hear he used it as a tziruf, right? We saw did he quote it? Who quote? We said it ourselves. I don't remember anymore. Yeah. Okay, it all becomes one. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, Binyamin.
First, that Rabbi Akiva Eger, that's only saying that there's no din of in Vatman Israel Chachila and something like Basar B'Chalav, not in Treif.
Yeah,
right.
It doesn't apply in Treif.
No, he says the same would apply to Treif.
I take a piece of Treif. I'm being Vatel the Treif and turning it into kosher.
No, by Treif, because Treif already is Israel.
It already is Israel.
You want to say...
Chunk of lard.
No, I'm sorry. You're 100% right. He was talking about creating basar b'chol, 100%.
Also, so if, let's say, I wanted to make something that wasn't bread, let's say chocolate, that has less than shishim of chalav, would we consider that to be parv? Based on, I'm saying... I guess it depends on how you would...
I mean, at the end of the day, it's not chalav, that you wouldn't have to wait, that there wouldn't be any chiyuv of hamtana. That's pashut, that there wouldn't be a chiyuv of hamtana. The only question is going to be whether you could eat them together.
But it's like not as much of a matan islach, because with bread, there still is this chashash that's going to be eaten with something. Let's say something that doesn't have this chashash, like chocolate, so like no one eats chocolate with meat, they eat chocolate after meat. And so like all that is would be like a... Like a
right?
Extra...
Right. It would seem to me al regalachas, it would seem to me that would be okay. Al regalachas. Yes, Eita.
I'm just going to mention Sack. I don't know if it's going to talk to
okay.
From Schechter about coffee made creamers, which is that coffee made creamers, in the coffee made creamer, it's the milk is not possible shishim, but generally when you, with the creamer, when added to the coffee, the dairy in the creamer, in addition with the coffee, is then possible shishim. I've heard.
Explain the psak.
I've never heard. Say this, but I've heard multiple people quote this.
And what's the
svar? You don't have to wait after meat for a coffee meat creamer in your coffee, even though the coffee meat creamer is dairy, because by the time you add the coffee meat creamer to the actual coffee itself, the dairy which is in the coffee meat creamer is bottled with the coffee meat creamer and the coffee itself.
It becomes bottled to it. Since it becomes bottled to it, we're going to consider it pariv. But if you were drinking it by itself,
yeah,
so
you
then
can't drink the coffee maker itself because that's the label. You add it,
so you're following on Binyamin's right, exactly. In other words,
this is how we get to the chocolate question. It's a similar question with the chocolate. Meaning, once the milk is bottled with shishim, then you're totally
exactly.
That's what I've heard.
Right. So that would be consistent. That we said it's mutter. Yafeh. Here it's even more mechudash because here it's a little more mechudash because isn't the whole tafkid of the creamer to give tam? You hear what I'm bothered about?
Even if it's giving tam, even if it's
so that
is it the sugar and the flavoring of
right.
and the caramel in the creamer
okay,
or is
so
it the dairy in the creamer?
That's the vart. In other words, that maybe the okay. That in itself is an interesting question. We're going to get to that in Taruvas. What happens if you have shishim, but there still is tam? So you want to say that, no, we'll assume the regular rules of shishim, but what you're tasting is actually not the milk. What you're tasting is all the other stuff in the creamer. And then in such a case, it would be mutter. Even though that same creamer, within the creamer itself, there's enough tam inside the creamer. So therefore, you can't drink the creamer straight, but inside a coffee, it's going to mutter. Yes, shikach, I hear. Yes,
I've never been said that.
Interesting. Yes, Shlomo.
When we say that the Rikide Eger is even like a step removed in our case, because like Rikide Eger talking about replacing milk in the cholent. So there, he's saying it's not logical posting because you're actually avoiding the isser of bus and above.
Right.
Doing less than shishim. You're not being mavatal like a trade visser.
Right.
You're being mavatal the opportunity.
Correct. Visser. Correct.
But by the English Rukhin, but I don't really understand Rav Schechter's.
Chumra.
I understand that, like, it doesn't sit right, but, like, la alocha, like, you're making the bread, and, well, mice, it's not enough. And then, so then theoretically, you should be able to do whatever you want with it.
Right.
Right.
Rav Schechter is saying is that becomes part of Eim Mevatlan Eslechatchila. That when the company is Mevatl the milk, so they're being Mevatl the milk for all usage that the customer is likely to do. And if it's something that the person would use as a bun for a hamburger, so then that's being Mevatl Eslechatchila to use it with a hamburger.
That's not true that Rav Schechter would be going at the time of Tzedek.
No.
I think it's no.
Even I understand what you're bothered by, but it's incorrect. Intelligent, but incorrect. The reason why it is because the Tzemach Tzedek was only talking about the Isser of Milchik Dika bread. Here we're now talking, Rav Schechter is learning, is now you're trying to be mevatel in the milchik dika bread for basar b'chalav of having the hamburger on top.
I mean, he's saying, I'll need an Hashem sofa that...
Exactly, exactly. You could be mefakbek with that, but that's...
I think you can say that depending on your intention, that almost switches you between nafsi and tzedek.
No, I think you're saying the nafsi would be moda.
Exactly.
If your intention was to use it. For
exactly. That. Correct. Correct. That's
because
what. That's
it's your chavtza in that case.
Right, because possible chavtza is a chavtza the kulei al. Except according to Ravashi, according to Marcheshes.
Let's say with the chocolate that has less than shishim, where there is no possibility, the only possibility is an isra gavra.
Correct.
Because the hamtana.
Totally different thing.
Presumably. Exactly.